You know, I must tell him this one. And I got this card. Dear sir, will you come and blow 3 beech trees up for me on Saturday morning, you see? So I answered the summons. And I went up to the Wall Farm at Oulton Park. You know where the racing circuit is now. And when I got there, the gentleman was there with another gentleman. He said, I hope you don't mind coming on Saturday morning, Mr. Bates. I said, not at all. I work 8 days a week. Is he? He didn't see the bloody point. He said, as a matter of fact, he's my friend's over for the weekend. He'd never seen anything blown up. I thought, oh dear. What a bloody shame. You do, it runs through your mind, you don't tell him this. Anyway, you've got to look pleasant. So I said, oh dear, oh yes, I said, oh well, well, we'll have to remedy that straight away. He said, I've got 3 large beech trees, and he said, and I've had permission to remove them. You see, he said, I rent that ground in Oulton Park. Now, this was just before it was turned into a racing track. It wasn't many months before. So I said, all right then, let us go into the park, gentlemen. So this pair of buggers goes into the park and left me lummoxing £50 weight of bloody shelling night on my bloody shoulder and me shovel and me bag of gubbins and costumes. But anyway, we get into the park, and when we get in there, there's 3 bloody great beech trees, and they must have been about 20-odd tonne of timber in each one. They were big. And it was at the time before the rabbits had myxomatosis, because, I tell you this, because the little buggers had burrowed underneath the 3 trees, you see. I'd only got to enlarge the orifice with me rabbiting tool, you see, and stuff the gelignite underneath. And also, at that time, there was 30 huts full of these displaced persons, Polish refugees and God knows what, in Oulton Park, where the paddock area is now. So once we got in there, I tell you this, and we put in the explosive underneath the tree. I thought, well, I'll give him some stick, saying his friend never seen them blown up. I should have about £15 weight underneath each one, because at that time, if you remember, the Yanks weren't getting theirs off the ground. Anyway, so stuffed plenty of explosive underneath, you see, and I gave them my professional patter. How do you want them, gents? All at once or one at a time? So Fern's best is one at a time. It'll last longer, you know. You're a little devil, you were. Oh, just help me. Oh, look there. How disgusting. Looking down the field, and here's Oulton Park Pool and the stream, and there's a steep bank up onto the paddock area. Well, those huts were up there then. Here's this couple on this side of this bloody bank. And springtime of the year, you know. In what they call a compromising position. Well, we can only see his bottom and her knee. And I think a little hint of jealousy was creeping in. Because all Fern says, set them off now, let's see what happens. I thought, you daft old bugger, there's only 2 things that can happen. Either she's a mother or it's a dead bird, you know. So we're whispering like 3 bloody schoolboys and we're 200 yards away. All right, 5 seconds between each one, you know. Lit the fuses and we scampered off and got behind this bloody big oak tree. They'd come to watch things blown up, they forgot about them watching this bloody couple. And I do believe he was on the short strokes, you know, and all of a sudden, whoosh, the first tree goes up. Well, he leapt up, rolled off, call it what you will, goes at the bank pulling his bloody slacks up. Left her semi-recumbent, you know, on this tussock of grass, draws on the deck shell, pink, you see. So what would she do? Pick him up or put him on, you know. I think in the excitement, and when they go back properly dressed into the camp, because they're only a few yards away, as you might say, down this back, she starts putting the buggers on. Well, that slope is about 1 in 3 up there, you know. And I think in her excitement, she got 2 legs down one, you know. Because they were stuck at a knee joint. And the other bloody tree goes up. Well, She come bottom over bloody apex. Top to bottom, Fernal says. It's like a shot rabbit. Roll straight down the bloody bank, Fernal says. You've hit her, said, I've not touched her. He said, she'll drown if she goes in the brook. I said, it's deep there. I said, oh, she will, with the bloody legs tied together. Anyway, she pulled up about 10 foot short of the deep end, obviously with a torn gusset, because what she's got left, she soon pulled like a piece of bloody string. Starts going back up this bank, the other bloody tree goes up. Whoa! Fled over the top, all Fern's friends, the one that made me laugh. He was rolling over on the ground, one of these blokes that cries when he laughs, you know, going bloody purple, ingrowing hair, he like chuckles, you know, he doesn't make much noise, but, you know, the tears running down his face. There's Fern on one knee, slapping his face, saying, it's all right, old chap, she's gone. You can come out now, you know. Oh, bloody hell. Anyway, a week or two after, Howard's right tent for me. He said, hey, go and blow some tree roots up round old pit hole we're going to shove in. Well, he was one of the starters of Alton Park, him and one or two more. And he said, come and blow these roots up. And when I got up there, he said, by the way, he said, we want you in Alton Park in a week or two. We're going to have a racing track down there. We've had permission. He said, we want you to blow some of the trees up, get the things out of the way so we can shove the bulldozer around and get the first track in. I said, oh, don't talk to me about Alton Park, Howard. I said, we had a race round there the Saturday morning. I said, young man, won't be a short head, you know. I said, what was that? I said, I told him. He said, hey, just what we want, look here. He said, he showed me the plan. He said, we've got Druid's Corner there, Lodge Corner there, Old Hall Corner there. He said, we didn't know what to call that bit. That's it. He said, Knickerbrook. still call it bloody Knickerbrook. Hey, guys, nice.